Thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Heavenly Father, this morning we have come to express our gratitude to you. We slept as we laid down. We woke up because you sustained us. And we've come to declare that this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we are thankful to you. We do not take anything for granted. To be alive, to see this new month, the month of April, it is your doing, and therefore it is marvelous in our eyes. As individuals, families, and people gathered in different places this morning, we've come to say thank you. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. And now, oh Lord, everybody please lift up your hand. I declare that this month shall be your month.
Amen.
Unique in every way.
Amen.
It shall be a month in your favor.
Amen.
A month for your lifting.
Amen.
A month for your advancement.
Amen.
A month for your progress.
Amen.
This month, nothing shall get short or low for you.
Amen.
Everything shall go up for you.
Amen.
Everything will move forward for you.
Amen.
No evil shall befall you.
Amen.
No plague will come near unto you.
Amen.
It shall be a month of deeper relationship with God.
Amen.
It shall be a month of deeper encounter with God.
Amen.
It shall be a month of greater encounters in your spiritual endeavors.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All you lay your hands on to do this month shall be blessed. Shall be prosperous.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All around you there shall be calmness.
Amen.
Peace and joy.
Amen.
It shall be well with your entire family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Only good news will be your portion this month.
Amen.
Evil cancelled from your ways.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This I declare to be for you this month. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this month, it shall be forgotten totally that coronavirus ever came to this earth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
All nations of the heart blessed,
amen.
Beginning with Nigeria,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.
Amen.
And all the saints of God in the house say a very loud amen.
Amen.
Give God thanks one more time for all of his blessings upon your life. To him be the glory forever. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Please get seated. It is my joy to welcome every one of us into this first Sunday in the month of April 2020. And of course, the second quarter of this great year, the year of breaking limits. And I know that something unique is going to happen to you this month. It's also our month of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ celebration. And I'd like you to get ready. And as a matter of fact, this is the Sunday preceding the Resurrection Sunday. This week will bring your way glorious encounters.
Amen.
Everything called dead around your life shall come back to life.
Amen.
You will testify.
Amen.
Let someone who will testify say a very loud amen.
Amen.
It is my year of breaking limits. The prophetic focus for this month, as we just received it fresh through God's servant, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo, is captioned again, I will restore health unto you. And if you can, help me look at somebody and say to him or her, God says he will restore health to you. And he will restore health to me. And he will restore health to all of us. If you are glad about that, say loud amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 30:17 is our running scriptures for this theme. For I, the one who does not lie, is the one speaking now. The one who does not change. The one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The one who did not look at anybody's face to speak his word. The one who is never intimidated by anything or any situation or circumstance said, I will restore health unto thee. So in case your health has been stolen, this is good news for you. Restoration is here.
Amen.
Somebody out there say loud, amen. Amen. And I will heal you of your wounds, said the Lord. That's what he said. It's not a man that he should lie. He has said it. He will make it come to pass for you. In the precious name of Jesus. Our teaching series is captioned, that is for every Sunday this month, understanding our heritage of dominion over sickness and disease. And we're looking at part 1A this morning. Our dominion over sickness and disease is delivered to us by God as an heritage. Children of God should not beg to be healed. Jesus said, healing is children's bread. No child in any house, any good house, ever beg for bread. It's a common feature on the table. You go to take it. You don't beg for it. So children of God are not meant to beg for bread. Say with me, I will not beg for healing. Say it very clearly. Because it is my heritage. It is my right. And I take it today. Amen. Understanding, however, is very crucial. We are blessed to the limit of our understanding. In the school systems, students perform according to the level of their understanding. That's why if a student scores 40% and you ask him, is that all you can have? His answer is, I've done my best. I've done my best. That means I cannot perform beyond this level of understanding. Whereas in the same class, another student is scoring 80, another one is scoring 90, and perhaps somebody else is scoring 100 according to the level of understanding. This is why understanding is very crucial. It's so crucial that we need to pray for it. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 16 tells us about the woe of lack of understanding. The man that wandered out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Where there is no understanding, the grave is nearby. Lack of understanding is what has kept people in the pit and left them in pity. People pity you not because you are bad, but because you are poor in understanding. When understanding level, when your understanding level is enhanced, you change from being a question mark to becoming an exclamation. In the place of people pitying you, you become a wow. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding of anything you are doing. Get understanding. Understanding enhances outcome of anything you are doing. Exaltation, she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Understanding. Understanding. He said, in malice be ye children, but in understanding be ye men. 1 Corinthians 14:20. Understanding. Very crucial. Age factor is not a function of chronological order. It's a function of understanding. Understanding. Your understanding matures you. Your understanding makes you become an elder in any affair of life. Poor understanding makes you a babe, tossed here and there by the winds of doctrine, pushed here and there by the power of darkness. Understanding makes you solid. Understanding makes you untamable. Understanding turns you wild in the affairs of life. Understanding makes you do strange things and enjoy the best of life. This is why we have to go for understanding. But it does not come easy. We have to pray for it. Understanding is not assumed. Understanding is, number one, being prayed for, and number two, being sought through diligent studies. Give me understanding, O Lord, and I shall live. That's what the prayer of David. Give me understanding, Lord. Give me understanding, Lord. And Paul will pray that your eyes of understanding being enlightened. Ephesians chapter 1, all the way from verses 17 to 23. Verse 18 specifically, your eyes of understanding being enlightened. So it's a process. Being enlightened. You don't get it just once. You get it with time. Time in prayer. Time in studies. So we are here to begin to seek to understand what our heritage is. Even Jesus went through the process. Jesus began as a child. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. A matured man is given. Now, by redemption, follow me very carefully, we now share same kind of life with Christ. Same. This is what the natural man will call blasphemy. How can you equate yourself with Christ? No, it's not me who tried to do so. It's Jesus who equated me with him. He met me in my low estate. And he came to raise me up. I'll be a fool to say I'm still low. Many people are just simply hypocritical. If somebody gave you 10 million, you automatically become a millionaire. So if you call yourself so, you are not being proud. You are just stating your new status. Amen. Jesus saw me low and he raised me up. So what do I say? I'm raised. And somebody said that's pride. Well, left to you. I can't explain to you beyond what I'm saying. There are things that are unexplainable yet undeniable. And that's the mystery we're talking about this morning. How did he give that life to us? John 10:10. Jesus said, the thief came or cometh. Not for any reason, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come to you, that you might have life. Now, don't ever let the devil deceive you. This is the summary of the manifesto of the ministry of Christ. If you don't get this, then forget about accepting Jesus into your life. I am come that you might have life. Why did Jesus come? That you may have life. Why did you receive Jesus? That you may have life. Now that you have received him, what is inside you? Life. Yes. And that they might receive it, not scantily, but abundantly. That word abundantly means in his fullness and excess of it. Excess. To a point that when people see you, they tap into it. If people don't tap into God's blessing in your life, then you have not received it. God is an extravagant God. Now, the word extravagant is not necessarily evil. It talks about abundance and excess of availability of a thing. That's what Jesus came to give to us. Now, this kind of life he came to give to us is clearly stated in John 3:16. It's not just life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that's what Jesus is talking about. I'm the son he gave. So you can have life and have it abundantly. That whosoever believe in Jesus should not perish, but have. Not just passing by, but have for your possession. But possess everlasting. So you are a possessor of everlasting life. Say with me, I possess everlasting life.
I possess everlasting life.
Everlasting life simply means life that does not last. I mean, life that, you know, that is lasting, that stays on forever. It's also called eternal life, according to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Even though we don't know how we may be, but when he comes, we shall be like him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Now, but all of this comes to us through the light of the word of God. When your light from the word breaks forth, your heart is bound to spring forth. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. The revelation of God's word is what admits you into God's class of life. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and immediately as an aftermath of that light, your health shall spring forth speedily. When light comes, health springs. When light arrives, health status changes. And we've seen that people testify several times. A young man came to church someday. According to him, his weight had dropped from 80 to 50 kg. Was afflicted by sickness and disease that could not be diagnosed. And when he arrived town, something told him, you better go around, locate your townspeople so that if you die, they can bury you. And truly, he did that. And something else told him, why don't you locate church? And he came to church. And good enough for having 3 days of prayer, I mean of teaching the word of God. The first day, he received the word. According to him, he heard me said, you are not meant to be as a chicken for pepper soup. He adjusted his seat. Second day, he came again. Third day, he came. His perspective changed. After the third day, in a local language, he said, Seta, unto. That means I have discovered the truth. You can't do me anything again. Suddenly, his weight was restored back to 80. He did not die because light came. The light of the word. And it held. His health sprang up instantly. What are we saying? It is the revelation of God's word that elevates us into God's class of eternal life. The more that is being revealed to you, the higher you become and elevated. It is revelation of God's word that admits us into God's class of life. Eternal life gives us access, but revelation changes our status in that class. Please hear me very well. Some wonder, but I am saved. Why am I not healed? True, you are saved by status. Your position has changed. But you need to make it real by light. By light. And you know, light is in grades. You have 60 watts. You have 100 watts. You have 120. You have 1,000 watts. The more the light, the brighter your environment. The brighter your health springs forth. That's why the psalmist was lamenting, which Jesus referred to later in Psalm 82, verses 5 and 6. They know not. Say with me, now I know. Somebody say with me, now I know.
Now I know.
They know not. They know not. Ignorance. Neither will they understand. That is, they are just there. They are not looking for understanding. And as a result, they are walking on in darkness. All the foundations of the heart are out of course. They know not. What is it that they do not know? They do not know that I have said, I have. God didn't say I will say. I have already said it. I have already established it. That ye are gods, and all of you who are children of the Most High. Heritage is for children. And you as a child of God, this is your heritage. Ye are gods. And gods don't get sick. Somebody say amen. The dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. Once light arrives, darkness disappears. Only the ignorant will be praying for darkness to disappear. You don't pray darkness away. You light your environment for darkness to disappear. As a matter of fact, darkness exists only when light exits. Darkness exists only when light exits. Presence of darkness is an indication of absence of light. Which means when light is present, automatically darkness is absent. Now, how does new birth create access for dominion over sickness and disease? New birth is our spiritual translation from the kingdom of darkness where sickness exists to the kingdom of God where healing and health abounds. Two different kingdoms. One is a kingdom of darkness, and what exists there is sickness and diseases. You know, the house to which you belong determines what you'll be fed with. If you're in a poor house, get ready for poor food. If you're in a rich house, get ready for beautiful breakfast. If you're in the house of the devil, what do you expect? Sickness, disease, poverty, oppression. If you're in the kingdom of God, what do you expect? Abundance of all things. And what new birth did for us, and which he still does for those who will receive Christ Jesus this morning, is to translate you from sickness and disease to healing and health. If you are born again, what I'm saying to you this morning is that your status has already changed.
Yes, sir.
You may not know it, but it has already been done. I have said, all of you who are children of God are God's. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, very explicit and direct. Who hath, past tense, delivered us from the power of darkness where sickness and disease exist and hath translated us into the kingdom? He has already done that. At what point? At your point of salvation. To the kingdom of his dear son. Philippians 3:20. You now belong to another family, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our conversation, our conduct is heaven-like. We live like heaven, even though we're on earth. Just like an ambassador of any nation, we live according to the status of that nation. Not according to where he lives. We have some poorest nations around us here. But if you're an ambassador from a rich nation, they carry everything there for you, including food and cloth and even vehicles that you drive. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, verse 7 rather, Ephesians 1, 7 tells us about our new status, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We already have it. I mean the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. His grace is very rich. According to the riches of his, not according to your status. Everything is being paid for by grace. No more suffering. Somebody say with me, no more sickness for me.
No.
Confidently say so.
No more
disease for me. It is yours.
Amen.
Amen. A few days ago, somebody sent a message to me. He said, I want to know the secret of your audacity. It's not just a gift. It is understanding. When you understand something, nobody can confuse you. And you are not being proud. You are not being proud. If you're in a classroom and the teacher asks a question and you are the only one who raised your hand to answer it, are you being proud? No. It's just that you understood what others don't understand. That's where audacity is. Audacity is in understanding. That they tell you there is danger and you are not shaken. That's audacity. That they tell you that in the neighborhood there is coronavirus and you are not bothered. That's audacity. It is your understanding that establishes your audacity. Understanding is the foundation for audacity. Now, Jesus revealed to us our equality with God in nature. Come with me quickly. John chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. And of course, 33 to 36. And I give unto them, here again, Jesus speaking, eternal life. And they shall never perish. Say with me, I shall never perish. Nothing in your body will perish again. Amen. Your kidney, your liver, everything about you, your ears, your eyes, in case you are sick anywhere as I'm speaking, you are receiving your healing right now. Amen. I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life, life that is eternal, life that cannot be corrupted. Yes, I give to them. That's what Jesus gave to me. And they shall never perish as a result of that. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. Satan cannot pluck you. He cannot kill you. Coronavirus cannot reach you. Say amen, somebody. Amen. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'm in the Father's hand. Oh, hear what Jesus said. Very amazing here. This is one of the greatest revelations that you will ever encounter. I and my Father are one. Oneness means equality. The same platform. Then the Jews, because they never wanted him to say that, took up stones again to stone him. What I'm saying to you this morning, Satan doesn't want you to hear it. But you must hear it. Say to me, I'm hearing. Say it again, I'm hearing. I and the Father one, and the Jews took up stone to stone him. This is blasphemy. And Jesus said, why are you trying to stone me? And the Jews answered him saying, for a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy. To the natural, that's blasphemy. How can you equate yourself with God? And because thou being a man. Say with me, I'm not a man.
I'm not a man.
Makest thyself God. Thou being a man. How can you say you are a God? You are not a man.
Yes, sir.
You are a superman.
Yes, sir.
You are spirit. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus said, is it not written in your law?
Yeah.
Check your law. Is it not written in your law? You claim to believe the law. Is it not written in your law? I have said, ye are gods. And if he called them gods, unto whom the word came, how do you know you are God? When the word comes. When your word comes, just like when the word of Joseph came, the dream in him came alive. Before his word came, he was still a slave. But when his word came, that word that came took him out of the slavery, from the prison straight to the palace. When your word comes, you become wild. When your word comes, you come out of sickness. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, how then you then say, I'm speaking blasphemy? And you know what Jesus said to one, he said to all. He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. I and the Father are one, and I brought you to become one with the Father. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Actually, next to redemption, what Jesus came to do is to introduce us to God. And that's why you heard Jesus say, I go unto my Father and unto your Father. Jesus actually came to make us see. Please listen to this. It may sound blasphemous. He came to make us see that he is not a better son of God than you are. That's why he's not afraid or ashamed to call us his brethren. And you see, true brothers will never wish that his brother is sick. You always see a true brother by the bedside of his sick brother. He wants him out. That's why Jesus wants you out of sickness this morning. As I'm speaking to you, you are out already.
Amen.
What are we saying this morning? Redemption has repositioned us to be far above where all principalities and powers torment people with sickness. Ephesians chapter 5, I mean chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, by redemption, he's raised us up, made us to sit together in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. That is also emphasized in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, 21. Now, you see, you need to understand that you are not at the same level with sickness and disease.
Yes, sir.
No, you are not. You are not. Even before Jesus left, he told disciples, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpent. That means they shouldn't come close to you. The nearest place any devil should get to is underneath your feet.
Yes, sir.
I give unto you power to tread, not to combat with them, but to tread. No, to tread, to behave as if they are non-existent. Now, some of us have walked this morning on our roads. Do you care whether a termite is on the way when you are passing? Or when you are driving? No, if he cares to be there, you tread upon it. God has made you to be so unconscious of the devil's ability in any area of your life. To tread upon serpents and scorpions, and all the works of the devil, to a point that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Coronavirus shall not hurt you.
Amen.
No other sickness or disease will hurt you.
Amen.
If you can raise your hand and say, I'm hurt free.
I'm hurt free.
Sickness free.
Sickness
free. Crisis free.
Crisis free.
Trouble free.
Trouble free.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said, the Lord will bruise Satan underneath your feet very shortly. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Satan is to be bruised anywhere you see him appear. Now, as we begin to close, how does the word empower us for dominion over sickness and disease? How does God's word empower us? God's word is for our empowerment. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, that is full of power. Receiving the word is receiving power. Receiving the word is receiving power. Receiving the word is a consistent, gradual process for empowerment. You just find yourself getting empowered on a daily basis. Number one, the word of God empowers us through the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That is to say, the first thing God's word does is to give us revelation. Revelation also means light. It means understanding. Revelation means something that is shown to you. Something that is shown to you. Secrets exposed to you. That's revelation. Something covered but unveiled to you. It goes with your eyes of understanding being enlightened. Again, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 23, Paul said, I pray for you day and night that your eyes of understanding being enlightened, that ye may know. The word know there also means that you may see what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory, of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that you may know, that you may see. That you may know, that you may see. So we are limited by what we see. It is as far as you can see that it becomes yours. We are limited by what we see. And God blesses us only to the limit of what we see. Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. God took Abraham up and said to him, lift up now your eyes. And look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all that you can see is all I will give. What will God give? What you can see. What will God give? What you can see. So, it is not what God can give, as it were, but what you can see. What you can see. Your eyes determines the measure of what he gives to you. God paints to us pictures from scriptures. He makes us to see pictures from scriptures. Pictures from scriptures. Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see a rod of an almond tree. And God said, well, now that you have seen, I'm ready to walk. God does not go to work until he has made you to see. God does not go to work until he has made you to see. The word you see is what good puts God to work. I will hasten my word. So if you quickly see, it will quickly work. If you quickly see, it will quickly work. Number two, how does God's word empower us for dominion? The word of God quickens our mortal body. This is direct, like radiation into your body. Now, everything, including your body, hears. As I'm speaking now, your body is hearing. Your body is hearing. Your body is hearing now as I'm speaking. A man shared a testimony of his son who had swollen scrotum. And he put the boy on the child, on the chair, and said, God is here. Satan, sit down here. He invited Satan. Satan, sit down here. And he began to ask Satan questions. When God created this child, where were you? He said, when God created this child, this swollen scrotum was not here. So you swollen scrotum, what are you looking for here? That was the end of it. Everything hears, including your body. This is why we must learn to submit our body to the word of God. Anywhere you are right now, as you are hearing me, your body is hearing. Somebody had brain tumor and he was in church. And as the word was going, he said, I hope you are hearing. He was telling the brain tumor, I hope you are hearing. By the end of the service, the tumor had and left. Why? Everything in the body was created by God. And only the word can deal with it perfectly. What do you do when a product is damaged? You take it back to the manufacturer. The one who created it. God created your body. How? By his word. So if anything is wrong with your body, what do you do? Take it back to him and say, over to you. Over to you. Take care of this body. We had a testimony on Friday in the teaching of Pastor Jamin. Broken leg via accident. The ankle separated from the leg. Dangling. One hand held the ankle and the foot, and the other held the leg itself. And they said, we're going to cut off this thing. Rejected from several hospitals. Now the legs are working. Because the leg kept hearing the word of God. Oh heart, oh heart, hear the word of the Lord. Oh body, hear the word of the Lord. A young man had broken knees. And he was to go for, surgery. The previous night, he took the word of God. In those days when we use, cassette player. And he turned the speaker on his knee. By daybreak, he went for pre-surgery. And they said, the knees are all right. What are you looking for here? Your knees are all right. The body receives transmission, radiation of the word. Dealing with cancer. Dealing with HIV. Dealing with coronavirus. Dealing with every devil that may exist in your body. As I'm speaking right now, healing is taking place. In those days, Jesus was just going about with the word. They were getting healed by the word. They were getting healed by the word. As he was teaching, the power of God was present to heal. Luke 5:17. Luke 6:17. They came to him to hear the word and to be healed. Hearing the word is processed to healing of the body. To be healed of their diseases. They came to hear. They came to hear. Healing is born out of hearing the word. Right now, as I'm speaking, your body is hearing. Amen. Somebody tell your body, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord.
Amen. And the world cannot hear and healing, I mean sickness will remain there. Thou shalt say to this mountain, thou shalt say to this sickness, come on, get off, and it will listen to you. Yes, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
This man was wise enough to tell Jesus, Matthew 8:8, speak the word only.
Hallelujah.
Speak the word only. Don't bother going. Just speak the word only. And the word has no distant barrier. Because Jesus spoke the word, and the self same hour, Matthew 8:13, the self same hour. So God's work within the hour, is the latest time that God's word should work. Within the hour, wherever you are, within the hour, between now and 9 a.m. by the time we are operating on this ground, within the hour, you must have a testimony to share.
Amen.
Within this hour,
amen.
You must have a testimony to share.
Amen.
Somebody say loud, amen.
Amen.
This is why, please listen to this, you have a responsibility. God's ability to restore our health demands that we accept responsibility to make it happen. God has said in Jeremiah 30:17, I will heal you. I will restore health to you. He has said it. He will not come to repeat it. He has told of his ability to heal. The same thing, Jeremiah 33:6, God saying about the same thing, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and we reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will reveal to them, that is, I will give them revelation that will make them experience their health and cure. It's available. But we have to accept the responsibility. How? Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. So you have to keep attending to the words. Give attention to the words. Incline your ear unto my saying. You give your ear to hearing new things. You have been hearing before about sickness. Now you have to tune your ear to hearing about the healing power of God. Let them not depart from your eyes. You have been seeing medical reports before. Take your eyes off the medical report. Put your eyes on God's report. Let them not depart from your eyes. You've been reading all kind of stuff. You studying from the internet. Hey, let me study about HIV. Let me study about cancer. How does it come? How does it stay? Let me study about Ebola. Let me study about coronavirus. People's minds are taken off. And see, the direction of your mind determines what you meet on the way. You read about those stuff, you meet them on the way. You read about God's provision, you meet God on the way. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. You see, there's something between your eyes and your heart. Anything you see is pictured in your heart. It's registered in your mind. Why am I talking about health? Because it's registered in my heart. How? Because I behold the word. Rather than behold medical reports, I listen to God. Unfortunately, in this season of coronavirus, many people are so full of the knowledge of it. You know what the Bible says? When the heart is filled with the knowledge of God, there shall be no more hurt.
Amen.
In the same way, when the heart is filled with the knowledge of evil, then the heart will remain in evil. You have to change the direction of your eyes, the direction of your heart, the direction of your ears. That's where our responsibility is. He said, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Hallelujah.
So you receive radiation.
Yes.
Transformation. Something just happens to your body. The more you stay with the word. When I meet with sick people, I tell them, keep playing the message, the word of God, all through the night when they sleep. Even when he sleeps, the spirit man is hearing. Because the spirit does not sleep. Say loud, amen.
Amen.
We must accelerate our reception of the word to speed up our restoration of health. Finally, number three, the word of God transmits divine nature, which is immune to sickness and disease. 2 Peter 1:4. The word of God transmits divine nature, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this we might become partakers of divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, you have already escaped, but you have to establish yourself in your new status. Divine nature. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. Ezekiel 2:2. That's all we enjoy when we are receiving the word of God. even as it has happened this morning. Hallelujah. Your eyes are enlightened. Divine nature is quickened. And your body is receiving life. I'm excited. I'm living here this morning stronger than I came. Healthier than I came. More enlightened than I came. I have now have dominion. Dominion is born out of what you know. Out of what you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Dominion means having the authority. And that's what God's word. Do you know that even Jesus got authority only by the word? Luke 2:46-49, they found him seated among the lawyers and doctors, both hearing and asking questions. Chapter 4:16, he was there to study the word of God. And when he left the place, he returned with such authority. In verse 32, they say he spake with authority. Verse 36, he spake with authority. They were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. They were all amazed, and as he spake among themselves, what a word is this? He didn't come just like that. He studied the word. He got authority from the word. Well, authority to live in sound health is now given to you. Wave your hand, everybody. Give thanks to God for the word you have received this morning. Thank him for your healing. No more sickness. Don't bother thinking about sickness again. It's no longer there. Sickness is no longer there. Disease is no longer there in your body. Your lungs are clear right now. Your ears are clear right now. Your ears are clear. Your eyes are clear. No more high blood pressure for you. You are totally healed in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give God a big hand with me, somebody, if you have been blessed this morning. Quickly, before we rise to our feet to take the prophetic blessing for this season, like you to please note, only the saved are safe. If you are not saved, you are not safe. If you are not born again, Satan will touch you again. Only children of God are entitled to the blessings of God. Just like in the natural, you are not entitled to any heritage except you are born in that particular family. What am I saying to you this morning? You know you are not born again. You've not given your life to Jesus as Lord and Savior. You have checked your life. You are not in line with God. This is a question of sincerity. There's nobody who doesn't know that he belongs to a family. Do you know that you belong to God's family? Confidently say that you are living a life that pleases God. If you are not, you need to surrender your life to Jesus now. It costs you nothing other than just believing. God will not charge you anything. He will not count anything against you. You just need to open up your heart to him, to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Wherever you are, you need to make that decision this morning. I'd like to pray with you, with everybody around me here in the studio. I want to pray for you that you receive salvation. Receive the life of Jesus, and healing will follow thereafter immediately. The power that saves is the power that heals. Whatever you are this morning, you are saying, Jesus, please have mercy on me. I want to be saved. Or maybe you gave your life to Jesus before, but you are backslidden. You want to be restored back to the faith this morning. What an opportunity. You have gone far away from the Lord. And ever since you left, nothing has improved. You want to return back home like the prodigal son. Stop wasting your life. Get back home. Everyone who wants to make this decision, wherever you are, just lift up your right hand and pray this prayer with me by faith. Say with me, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. I know I'm a sinner. I want your salvation. Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Wash them away by your blood. Give me new life. By faith, I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. And I declare with my mouth that you died for me. On the third day, you rose again for my justification. Now that I believe, I am now born again. I'm now a child of God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for giving me joy and peace. Thank you for giving me your power to become your child. By this power, I will not go back from you. I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. I am now born again. Amen. Heavenly Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom, and we declare that Satan will have no more power over them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Wherever you are, I believe there are people around you perhaps who can help you establish yourself in the faith. But should there be nobody around you, please reach us.
on the various addresses that have been displayed, which will also now be displayed. You have the address where you can write us. Don't hesitate to write us. This is very important. It will be good news for us, and it will help us to be able to reach you, to help you to be established in the faith.